Hi, I'm news correspondent Bob Woodruff. In 2006, a roadside bomb struck the armored vehicle I was riding in while reporting from Iraq. I sustained a life-threatening traumatic brain injury. The military term, got your six, means I have your back. And that day, our service members had mine. During my recovery, I learned firsthand the challenges facing our service members who return home with injuries. While serving, their fellow service members always had their six. Now that they're home, it is our turn. We started the Bob Woodruff Foundation to make sure that the camaraderie and support they relied on in the military carries on, and we need you. Please join us as part of the Got Your Six initiative and help us be there for impacted veteran service members and their families. They've had our backs. It's time we have theirs. Learn more at gotyoursix.org. That's gotyoursix.org. Using the number six.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn to go through some of the social media comments, whether they come through our social media, Facebook and Instagram. By the way, it's at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. And then there's always 855-999-DOUG, which is 855-999-3684. Here's somebody listening to us in Maui who is concerned.
Lucky.
Yes, right. Well, we have a couple of stations on the Hawaiian Islands. So in Maui, this particular person was concerned about a story that we followed rather rather instinctively. Yeah, no, this is okay. This is the story of a woman getting married.
Okay.
Well, in regards to the woman wanting to marry herself and you wanting to marry yourself, Doug, to quote Woody Allen, masturbation is having sex with the person I love the most. So why can't you marry yourself if that's the person you love the most? Aloha from Maui.
exactly.
That Kauai is the best island, yes. Everybody go to Kauai. Don't come to Maui, please. Thank you. Aloha.
That wasn't exactly what I had in mind, sir. But I suppose, listen, everybody's got their own point of view.
Where's the lie?
So, Jennifer, we were talking about this woman who, after many years of, this kind of reminds me of Dick Cheney. I've been looking for a vice presidential candidate, and here I am.
That's right. Couldn't find anybody better, so enjoy me.
So this lady couldn't find anybody she loved more than herself, so she just married herself.
Yes. Her first marriage didn't work out. She wanted her dream wedding, and got tired of waiting around. And good for people. Good for anyone who's like, you know what? I want my dream wedding.
Really?
Why do I need
come
to
on.
Wait for somebody else?
You know I love you, Jim.
Throw that party.
You're marry yourself. Who's going to come to that wedding?
Throw
you're
that
like,
party.
Hey, I'm marrying myself, and I'm registered at Nordstrom.
Free bar.
Yeah.
Maybe. I guess if you have a good party.
People will go.
I'll come to any party.
All right. Let's get to some of the other stories that people are commenting on, Jay. Shall we start with Joanne?
Joanne is following most closely the Sanctuary City Nightmare in New York.
It's a nightmare wherever it is. Doesn't make any difference whether it's New York or any place else.
They're putting them in high school gymnasiums. That was the problem in New York.
Yeah. Well, the governor of Texas sending them up to Colorado now on buses, all of these people. That's, by the way, the number one story this week on the talker's list is the immigration problem. Okay, what else?
Marion is following the mainstream, says the mainstream media's almost complete silence regarding the Durham report is proof there was a silent coup against Trump. Stand up, America.
You know, it's interesting. That Durham report thing was not covered well.
No, on purpose. Because it exonerated what Trump's been saying all along.
Yeah.
That he was spied on, that Obama and Biden knew about it, that the FBI had zero evidence to investigate him, but they did it anyway because they didn't want him to win. The only thing they had evidence on, hard evidence, was that the Clinton campaign had organized this piece of campaign research, opposition research that they were doing against Trump. They created the story about Russia, about the golden shower in the bed that Obama slept in. Remember all that stuff? I mean, disgusting. And they made it all up.
Listen, it's good copy. It's kind of interesting. Let's have a little, I'm sure the Democrats have got some more where that came from. All right, what does Troy have to say?
Says following the mainstream media saying nothing about all the new evidence against the corrupt FBI and the Biden family makes me sad where this country is going.
Well, I don't think that's really true. There's a lot of focus now on the Hunter Biden investigation for sure, and where that is and how crooked the Biden family must be.
I think that's... it was the coverage of the hearing last week. Again, it's crickets from the mainstream news media.
Of course, but it's number four this week on the story list of Talkers Magazine. We continue with our talk radio review, so stick around, boys and girls. 28 past the hour now.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the Cabinet Doors and More Studio, this is WOMI Owensboro.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
Checking in on progress after a mass shooting, Louisville Metro Police Officer Nicholas Wilt continues to recover after he was shot in the head at Old National Bank last month. He's been transferred to a rehab facility. That happened just 10 days ago. And the Louisville Metro Foundation says that Officer Wilt is already showing signs of improvement there. The 26-year-old had graduated from the police academy just days before he was shot. In the course of his recovery, he's had brain surgery, he's fought off pneumonia, and more. And Kentucky will be represented in the Preakness Stakes this evening. Kentucky Derby winner Mage is in the field of seven horses for tonight, as is National Treasure, saddled by Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert. Shug McGahee trains Perform. McGahee has Kentucky Derby and Belmont Stakes victories on his resume, but he's never won the Preakness. I'm Jack Crumley.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
This is Kentucky, where the only thing ordinary is the unexpected.
I got everything you need.
Horse country. Legendary distilleries. Rivers to paddle. Lakes to splash and relax. Big city vibes and small town charms. This is Kentucky. Come see for yourself. Plan your road trip at KentuckyTourism.com.
I got everything you need.
Maybe you're not one of those frequent flyers, but sometimes you just want to hit the beach. or see your new granddaughter, or go to that out-of-state wedding. Whatever the reason for your getaway, if it involves flying in the U.S. or visiting a military base after May 7th, 2025, you'll need a Kentucky Real ID driver's license or an ID that is Real ID compliant. Make a plan to get your Kentucky Real ID now. Go to realidky.com.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. Dramatic testimony on Capitol Hill as FBI whistleblowers appear before Congress.
Three FBI whistleblowers claim the agency retaliated against them for speaking out or questioning the agency, such as claims the FBI didn't follow standard practice while investigating the January 6 attack.
Do you believe that the FBI is purposefully hostile to you for that reason, to keep agents from speaking up?
Yes.
Yes, without question.
Yes.
That's the witnesses taking questions from Republican Kat Kamick. Democrats like Delegate Stacey Plaskett, though, citing a letter from the FBI claiming issues with their records.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. While attending this year's G7 summit in Hiroshima, President Biden took part in a meeting of the Quad leaders from Japan, India, and Australia. America is listening to Fox News.
We are news talk. We are talking about what's in the news. That's what we do on these programs. Some of us take a lighter approach to it much of the time and don't necessarily focus on all the serious stuff. But most of the news talk stuff is one-sided, pretty one-sided, as most of the news media is pretty one-sided on the other side. So as a result of that, there is an interesting sort of overview, Jennifer and Jay, this week. Number 7 on the story list are the media moves, mostly at Fox, but a few other things that are going on. Looks like Sean is going to replace in that time slot where Tucker was. And now what I'm looking at, and I'm not sure whether you probably heard more about this than I have, Jennifer, but where Laura Ingraham is going to end up,
well,
maybe out.
That's the question. Where is Laura Ingraham?
Some places have her out, and
Fox says they have a plan for her.
Right.
We'll see.
Sunday night at midnight. I think that's where she goes. Anyway.
She doesn't have the best reputation.
She's horrible to work with. Impossible to work with.
But a lot of people seem to tune into her show. Now, the question will be, will they do that without the Tucker Hannity lead-in, or will she do something else?
Who are the other people? I only know, it's kind of like News Nation. I like to watch Cuomo, Dan Abrams, and Ashley Banfield. Those are the people that I check in with pretty much every night. I don't watch Fox News. I know what they're going to say, so why bother? There's nothing there unless you want to hear your favorite song over and over again. This is like playing one of my, you know, like Tavares and Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. I could listen to that all day, every day, as far as music is concerned. And so on Fox, you get the same thing all day, every day. On MSNBC, you get the same thing all day, every day. CNN says, well, we're going to be different now. Really? How are you going to pull that off? You got nobody left except Wolf. And who even pays?
I don't think CNN's even trying to be different. You know, they brought in that Caitlin Collins, who I thought was...
She was the one that did
the town hall.
Right. I didn't get that at all either. Anyway, so the circumstances at Fox are fluid, I would say, at the moment, as Lachlan McLaughlin or whatever is, what, Lachlan Rupert, Lachlan McLaughlin.
Murdoch.
I get all the names twisted. Lachlan Murdoch, who is the heir apparent to his father, in running Fox and all of its associated businesses, says, we're not worried about it. We've been there before, we've tanked before, and we've recovered before.
It's true. No one said that things would be the same after Bill O'Reilly left. And look, there was Tucker Carlson.
Yep, right. And now Tucker Carlson is gone. Sean is the mainstay, has been. I think he's been there. I know he's been there the longest of anybody.
The problem is that Sean has been doing the same show over and over again for years now. So,
oh, yeah. Same thing every day.
There was
radio shows the same every day, too.
There was a shift this week for those of you who do watch Fox News. I know you don't, Doug, but he was interviewing Rhonda McDaniel. And instead of softballing her, he actually asked her, what are you doing? Where are the lawsuits? What's going on? Because a lot of people, you know, you can have a million conversations about what went on in the election. But I think what a lot of people will agree on is that many states changed their voting rules, and that benefited Democrats because of COVID. And so now that COVID is over, is the RNC going through and trying to get the rules reinstated back to just normalcy instead of COVID rules? And so I don't think the answer is overwhelmingly yes. And so Sean actually took her to task, and it's the first time I've actually seen him ask hard questions in a while. So maybe he's prepping for his new role, because he's going to have to shake it up. He can't just do the same Hannity show over and over and over again.
Right. Yep. All right. Here's something that is dear and near to my heart. Your father and I have had any number of conversations. Mm-hmm. Jennifer's father, along with Jennifer, runs CRN, the talk radio company in Los Angeles that distributes lots and lots of great talk radio programming. The business about AM radio and what's the future going to be. Your father called me, I think the first day it came out, and we got to do something about this. And I said, yeah, I'm already running the spots. This has been a prominent conversation on my program, and there at CRN, and all the independents, although there aren't many of us left, are on to this big time. So we seem to be in unison. I was talking to Nick Miles, who is our auto expert on the Good Day program, about this and what these auto companies think they're going to gain. And now they're not going to gain anything, frankly. They're going to get listeners out of it. And so it's like a dollar and cent thing for them. And so now there's legislation proposed this past week. The proposed bill called AM for Every Vehicle Act, which would require car makers to maintain AM broadcast radio in all their cars, no additional charge. Various coalitions and trade groups, though, weighing in. There's a lot of support for this, but there's also some opposition. And I'm having a hard time figuring out how you could be opposed to this. The National Hispanic Media Coalition says thumbs up, the latest big group of radio people. There are plenty of others. There are lots of Hispanic stations, and most of them are on the AM band, so it would make sense. I think there are like 100 stations around the country that are devoted to Spanish language programming. Then there's the whole business of there are some who don't like the fact that a lot of the talk radio, and this sort of plays into the argument that was presented at first by Levin and Sean, and I think I was on it pretty much at the beginning as well, although I didn't come at it from the same point of view as those guys. I do think that you can make a very strong argument that somebody behind this doesn't want to have, they'd like to kill.
Thought, right.
Exactly. The right-wing
because
talk
really,
radio.
Other than Fox or Newsmax, and like the online publications, the source for conservative thought to come together is on talk radio, on AM radio. And so to try to kill that would be killing the way for the masses really to connect with each other.
So one of the groups that says it wants to eliminate hate, discrimination, and racism says that the AM radio is filled with programming that is just that. Hateful, discriminatory, racist, and so, yeah, let's get rid of the AM radio band because we don't want to hear those voices.
Nasty people.
I think that...
Well, I'm happy to say that there's bipartisan legislation, though, this week. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
and bipartisan Democrats and Republicans coming together to try to save AM radio. It's incredibly positive. I know a lot of independents like you, Doug, and as you mentioned, the company I run with my dad, CRN, also the company that I do my morning show for. They've been sending a lot. We have a fabulous guy who lobbies Congress, and he's been there working this like crazy. And everybody sort of came together, and this announcement this week is incredibly good for our future because it is important that we keep this band going.
Well,
not only for conservative thought or for talk radio, for the talk voice, but also for people who use it in real emergencies.
All right. So that's one of the strongest. That's why the government's getting involved in it, because folks in the government have convinced the powers that be that without an AM radio band, because FM doesn't penetrate well in the rural parts of the country because the signals aren't strong enough. Many times radio stations are so far away, AM carries much better than FM. So unless you have the ability to plug in to a device to hear what's going on, and we all know what net neutrality has done to screw rural America. If they can't make money, they don't want to put their services out there. So I remember how many times we have this conversation, Jennifer, with Victoria.
A bazillion.
About net neutrality and how people in, and this is something big for me because of my American Family Farmer program and the connection I have to the farming community. This is disaster for rural America. And it's like, up yours, we don't give a crap about you in rural America. And that's basically what the Consumer Technology Association is saying. Their membership says, well, you know what? We don't really need this. They can get it on their digital dashboard. Their statement this week, listen to this, quote, mandating AM radio in new cars is like mandating CD or 8-track cassette players. Give me a break. You guys are so full of yourselves and full of what comes out of the back end of my cows. That is an argument that is so steeped in junk. And so they're out there, listen, this is not good because it's not acknowledging where technology is. We don't have to. Why do we have to acknowledge where technology? You got all the other stuff. So leave it at that and leave the AM radios. Make it easy. I was talking to Nick Miles about this. The Toyotas are very difficult. I rented a couple of Toyotas recently, and now I won't rent them because you can't find AM radio. You can spend a half an hour, and if you're lucky, you can figure out how to get onto an AM radio band. Whenever I'm in Los Angeles, I want to listen to Jennifer on 870, which is an AM station. That's the station she does morning. Well, yeah, who doesn't want to listen? Good point, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Anyway, I think I could go off on this, as you know, from now until the cows come home. I'm just really sick of this stuff that goes on. And we haven't really talked about the debt ceiling very much. Let's just spend...
Because there's nothing to talk about. It's just arguing.
Well, I suppose. So now Biden has picked this twosome to get the debt ceiling done, the deal done. I don't know much about either of these people. Steve, is it Ricchetti? And the lady that runs the Office of Management and Budget, Shalanda Young, they're leading the talks. They're on the Democratic side. So who's leading the talks on the Republican side, Jennifer?
I think primarily Kevin McCarthy is what I would think. I mean, Republicans have already passed a bill, and that was kind of genius politically because, of course, it always goes back to politics because now they can say, well, look, we are ready to raise the debt ceiling. You just have to do X, Y, and Z. And it's really small cuts. It's really not even that aggressive. Mm-hmm. But Biden didn't want to cut anything and said that he will earn more money by raising more taxes. And
oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right. You know what we should have every week when we do this program? A moment or two for Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, she's always today. And she's really going after people this week. Lots of news on her.
She that the guy who is the congressman, where is he from, that she was yelling at on the steps of the Capitol? She said when he apparently approached, I can't remember his name now, but he approached her and she said, "You're scaring me. You're threatening me." He's a big black guy and she's, you know, about 5'2" and whatever. I would think she's scarier than him, frankly. I don't think I'd be afraid of this guy. So he got all indignant about it and had a couple of press conferences and went round and round about how irresponsible. I don't know. Is she dangerous? Some people think she is. I think she's a clown. She's a caricature.
I don't know. This week she's gotten all serious. So, and by the way, the representative she had the confrontation with was Representative Jamal Bowman from New York.
It. Yeah, right.
And I guess he called her a white supremist, and she took offense to that.
She kind of is. But she is.
Well, I don't know.
She is. Yeah, she is.
You think she's racist?
I don't know that white supremacists and racists are going the same sentence.
They're pretty lined up, I think Yeah, you think whites are better than everybody. That would make you a racist. But the story that I've been following this week, she launched articles of impeachment against Joe Biden, Alejandro Mayorkas, and
get rid of them all. Yep, get them out of here. Move them out. Head them up. Move them out. It's 48 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Doug Steffen here with the official list from the charts from Talkers Magazine, available every week at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. On the story list at number 10 this week, concerns about artificial intelligence. At number 9, legislation affecting those people who are in the LGBTQ group. The abortion pill case is number 8. What's going on in right-wing media? The AM radio legislation, number 6. Trump and his legal situation, I put that in quotation marks, number 5. Hunter Biden and his legal situation is number 4. Imagine that getting more attention than Trump. That's pretty interesting. The Durham report, what happened in the Russian connection, debt ceiling number 2, and the situation with immigration is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, "Steven, you've got to try Prevagen." After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The official list from Talkers Magazine for the week of the 15th to the 19th has the following people on the list. Sam Altman is at number 10. Greg Gianforte is number 9. Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity are tied for number 8 because Sean's moving into his old spot. Number 7, Ron DeSantis. Number 6, Greg Abbott. Hunter Biden is at number 5 on the people list. John Durham is number 4 on that same list. Of course, that's what we're going through. Trump is 3. Kevin McCarthy is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Imagine Donald being surprised that another Republican gets more attention than he does. Well, that's mostly because of the debt ceiling conversation, or the lack thereof, the conversations anyway. So that's the list, the people list. You've got it here as you listen to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about
WOMI, Owensboro, and at 1490WOMI.com.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear, because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground, because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously, and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
When I deployed, I didn't realize that even the air I was breathing was dangerous. Since coming home, I've watched friends get sick and struggle to get the support they deserve. But now, that's finally changing. We're eligible for new VA health care and benefits based on when and where we served. Even though I feel okay, I'm going to apply. For my sake and for my family. Learn more and apply today. Visit va.gov/PACT.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, now 53 past the hour. We're examining the charts for this past week. We're traveling very quickly through the month of May. That ought to be one of the stories, actually. How time, we talk about time travel. Time is traveling at an amazing...
You know this always drives me crazy.
Which one? When I talk about where we are?
No, just how fast time is going, because I know it, but I don't like to be reminded about it.
I know, right. All right, number 10 this week on the countdown, the concerns about artificial intelligence, which you will give you, if you really are paying attention to what's going on, it's going to give you the willies. The Open AI CEO, a guy named Sam Altman, was pretty open this week. There are a lot of people that are trying to get a handle on this or trying to use it for their advantage. Microsoft, certainly Google. There was a meeting of business and political folks that was held over in Portugal. And this guy didn't hold back at all. He says, you know, all these people that are there, Henry Kissinger apparently was there, a UN secretary or a NATO secretary general was there. 130 participants from 23 countries that were at a private meeting. This was not something that was open to the public. It was a three-day event. And
see, even the meeting creeps me out, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just that all these tech people and the so-called world leaders are out there.
Well, the World Economic Forum happens every year in Davos, and so that's
also
what this,
creepy, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
It's all scary. But
well, you know, what they talk about, Jennifer, are the when people talk about conspiracies, the trilateralists and the Bilderbergers and all of that stuff, basically that's who these people are. Mm-hmm. And they are the people, in many folks' minds, who run the world. It's kind of for their benefit. The Rockefellers and, you know, people from all around the world who have huge wealth.
The haves.
Yeah, the haves. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the thing with AI, though, I mean, yeah, those summits are creepy because you don't know who's there and why they're controlling so much of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing with AI, it's extremely powerful. I mean, I've been playing around with it in a limited way.
Yeah.
It writes press releases, write bio. You can art. You can say, I want something in the style. I want to draw Doug Steffen in the style of Monet.
Ooh.
And all of a sudden, it like comes up with this amazing image in about 10 seconds. And so it is really incredibly powerful already. It gets more powerful by the day. My concerns with it, number one, does it replace humanity, essentially, because
mm-hmm.
you don't even need artists anymore. This is part of the reason the writers are on strike,
exactly.
And I can't disagree with them on that.
Nope.
Is that AI can replace them. It replaces people in business. And then part two, who controls the algorithm that tells us what we want to learn from AI? Because AI has a bias. If you type in something political, it's very easy to see the bias. And the fear for me, and I hate to be afraid, but will we be able to recognize it, number one? And the longer humanity goes, will we even be able to question any biases because we're just living off of what AI tells us?
Well,
do we start to believe everything we see, or do we start to get to the point where we don't believe anything we are seeing?
It's mind control. Basically, it's what a lot of people would like. It's these Bilderbergers would be in that group, but they're even afraid of it because it's moving so fast. So along with that, this week, Montana voted and enacted a ban on TikTok. So this is the first state imposing a law like this. This is a major step in the backlash against the Chinese and their social media platform that spies on everybody who uses it. So the governor said he signed the measure to protect people in his state, their personal lives, the private data from the Chinese Communist Party. Good move on his part as far as I'm concerned. You know, the people that there are a number of businesses, obviously, that use it in that state. And so I guess what they do is they pull the plug. I don't know how that works in terms of the technical side of not being able to use it. But I think this is one of those things. Look at all the dangers everywhere. Remember Will Robinson? Danger, danger, Will Robinson. Well, the AI is dangerous, more dangerous probably than anything else
including the Chinese Communist Party. We're looking at, I hope this isn't the case, because I want my grandchildren to have a wonderful, happy life. Most of our lives have been pretty good when you really get down to brass tacks, and there are always things like this that get in the way. But my God, at some point you got to think, oy, what is there about the future that looks bright? And then I think you stop, right? Because who knows? Right? That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Who knows what the future will bring? But if you look at this stuff, it doesn't look like it's, I think it's, I don't know, I use the word dangerous because I think that's the best word for
scary.
It.
Well, it's scary. It's unknown.
All right, 59 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
As Dr. Wallach,
WOMI, Owensboro, and at 1490WOMI.com.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Go to PVA.org to learn more.
This is WOMI Owensboro, 99.1 FM and 1490 AM, translator W256CF, a Town Square Media station.
Welcome to Shaped by Faith, where we shape our bodies and hearts for God's purposes. I have a special guest today, Amy Cavell. She's a coach.
Hey.
And hey, so glad God connected us, Amy. There's no other way about it. You're a coach, motivational speaker. I love your bio. I mean, you've got such an interesting bio. You've been coaching for over 10 years within your teen and women ministries. And as a certified life and wellness coach through the Health Coach Institution, Amy understands that lifelong changes are brought about when someone commits to combining their physical and spiritual health. Amen, amen, amen. Mm-hmm. A meal and event planning guru. Amy enjoys creating new recipes and cooking for family and friends. So at her house, you're likely to get dinner and a show, as she has a BFA in musical theater and still takes part in productions along with her three daughters. I love that. You'll often find Amy working alongside her youth pastor husband, Jason, in Missouri, and she serves as a chaplain in her local community through Marketplace Chaplains. She also does coaching through a local Christian counseling center and a virtual functional medicine doctor. So, I mean, do you even have spare time, Amy? But in her spare time, you'll find her with a camera in hand as she loves capturing joy-filled moments in her photography. So, Amy, I'm just so blessed and thankful that, you know, you said yes to God so many years ago. I would love for our listeners to hear a little bit about your background before we get into your book. So tell us about yourself, your faith, whatever you want to tell us, what your life was like before becoming who you are now.
Yeah, well, I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri with my mom and my dad and my younger brother, Dan. And we just grew up in South County, a nice suburb life. I did a lot of community theater from age 9 till really I went into seminary. I was always in a production, and my family did productions with me. So it was pretty cool to spend time as a family doing that. But it was interesting. My mom was raised Catholic. My dad was raised Baptist. And so they raised us Lutheran right in the middle.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's fair.
Yeah. So funny side note, I have been baptized 3 times.
No way.
Yeah.
That's
once
special.
Once in my grandpa's kitchen sink with holy water from a priest.
Oh, wow.
And the second time it was when I was a Lutheran. And then when I was in college, I chose a believer's baptism and I was baptized in a hotel swimming pool owned by a Hindu who would watch our Baptist church baptize people. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So I was going to say you should write a book, but you already have. So you should write another book. So it sounds like you grew up in a faith-filled family and a lot of diversity there. Gosh, you went into the seminary. What led you to go into the seminary?
Well, it's really interesting. So my husband and I both met in hand-to-hand combat class in theater. Mm-mm. At Missouri State University, like broadswords, like Lord of the Rings style, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. And so we were doing all that. And I knew the moment I met Jason that his heart for the Lord was like going to be doing stuff. Like he was going to be a pastor or something, but he didn't know it yet. And so we ended up doing our last musical together professionally at a Wichita theater company. It was like a dinner theater company. Mm-hmm. And we were doing musical Grease. And he was Eugene the Nerd. And I was Jan, one of the pink ladies. And when we started working with the teens in the musical Grease, I've always known that I wanted to go into youth ministry. And as a Lutheran, you can be a youth pastor, no problem, as a woman. So I knew I was going to go that path, but God closed all the doors until I met Jason. And when Jason was like, Amy, I really feel moved to go to seminary and like go be a youth pastor after doing this musical. And I know your heart is ministry. And I'm like, all right, let's do it. So we dropped everything, my whole career that I went to school for. And I was still getting job requests after we went to seminary, and I had to turn them down and just follow after the Lord. So it was kind of an interesting time in our lives, but I've always known that I wanted to do youth ministry.
That is so amazing. And wow, it's very unusual. I've not heard a story like that before. And I'm thinking about like the platform that you have right now. Not that it's theater, but it is a platform where you are serving God. And how awesome is that? And he's still using your musical theater background. I mean, that's
I just got done doing a women's retreat. The Lord led my heart to start doing women's retreats and creating them and bringing women of all different denominations together to create unity and community. And that doesn't surprise me at all because of the way that he gave me so many different denominations in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And all ages of women. So the retreat went off with a hitch. I had 63 ladies there. I did not expect a retreat that big. And it was so interesting getting to speak in front of them and share God's word with them. And it was like so natural because it's a new stage, but it was like I was born for the stage. And I don't mean that in a cocky way. It was just, you know, you do the things that light you up. That's what we tell people as life coaches. You got to find that thing that God's created you to do that lights you up and go do it. Because you'll do it well.
That is so true. That's right. And that's your destiny. And you know, sometimes we may have an idea of, I'm supposed to be on the stage, on Broadway. Mm-hmm. But God will tweak those plans if we allow him to. What is Marketplace Chaplains? What is that?
Yeah. So Marketplace Chaplains, it's a part of a care team that gets the privilege to share God's love in the workplace. So I walk around, like today I was a chaplain this morning at a wood mill in the middle of Farmington, Missouri area. And I also go to Rural King, which is like a Walmart for farmers.
Yeah, we love Rural King.
I know. The baby chicks are out right now. I love it. And we ask folks how they're doing and how we can care for them. And since they know that it's voluntary and confidential for employees and, you know, we're just there to love on them, I get so many personal, special moments with people I would never get a chance to share Jesus with. And I'll be in the middle of Rural King in a soda aisle praying and having someone accept Jesus. And then the next minute I'm in a wood mill and I'm listening to someone struggle with their divorce. And I'm able just to listen and care for them right where they're at. And it is such a privilege.
That is so awesome. We're all called to do that. And I love that you're in Rural King. So like, do you have to have permission from Rural King to do that? Or how does
it
that
actually
work?
It actually hired us. So Marketplace Chaplain is a hired business. Yeah, it's a company that I work for. They found me. I was singing Oceans in church as a solo because I just came back from a cruise. And I was like, oh no, I was supposed to sing solos this Sunday. And so I literally picked Oceans because I was just on an ocean. So ironic. And I'm sitting there singing it. And a guy who was in town trying to find local pastors and ministers to come work for Marketplace to be used in the different companies that were wanting to hire chaplains, he like walked up directly to me and was like, I saw the way that you love on the people in this church and the way that you carry yourself, and I need you on my team. And I wasn't even looking for a job. And I was like, oh, okay. So that's how I ended up being a Marketplace chaplain.
That is so awesome. I love, though, that I did not realize that like places like Rural King, and what's the other place you mentioned?
Madison County Wood Products, but even Chick-fil-A now. Chick-fil-A, you'll have mom and pop shops, but then you'll also have these really big corporate companies that are having us come in and serve their companies. It's amazing.
So did you have to get trained, or since you already went to seminary, you were trained? How does that work?
They do intensive training. You have to do, I can't remember how many hours, but you have to go through all the training first. And it's nice because every month they continue to train you. So you meet once a month with the rest of the chaplains in your division. And like this month, we learned about compassion fatigue and how do we handle that?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the month before that, it was suicidal prevention in the workplace. And so we are well prepared when we get on the workforce and we're on a team for Jesus, you know.
That is so amazing. Okay, we have a very brief time before we have to segue, but what led you to becoming a wellness coach, knowing that your background is musical theater? So now you're a wellness coach as well.
Right. It was actually my health journey. I got really sick after my dad died, and there was a lot of trauma that kind of happened all at once. And when that happened, it kicked in my autoimmune response. And I had an autoimmune condition I didn't know about until it got triggered. And through that, I met Dr. Emily Hecker through Enlightened Functional Medicine. And I was amazed at what, you know, taking care of yourself and staying in shape and doing all these things and taking care of our temples has such a big impact on our lives and how we can lead spiritually. So I got into that and I've been addicted ever since and just going back to school for it so that I could really do a good job.
Wow. You are a go-getter. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Shaped by Faith.